was a girl named Goldilocks. She went for a walk in the forest. Soon she came to a house. She knocked, and when no one answered, she walked right in. At the table in the kitchen there were great bowls of porridge. Goldilocks was hungry. She tasted the porridge from the first bowl.
This porridge is too hot.
So she tasted the porridge from the second bowl.
This porridge is too cold.
So she tasted the last bowl of porridge.
Ah, this porridge is just right.
She ate it all up. After she'd eaten the breakfast, she decided she was feeling a little tired. So she walked into the living room where she saw three chairs. Goldilocks sat in the first chair to rest her feet.
This chair is too big.
So she sat in the second chair.
This chair is too big too.
So she tried the last and smallest chair.
Ah, this chair is just right.
But just as she settled down into the chair to rest, it broke into pieces. Goldilocks was very tired by this time, so she went upstairs to the bedroom. She lay down in the first bed, but it was too hard. Then she lay in the second bed, but it was too soft. Then she lay down in the third bed, and it was just right. Goldilocks fell asleep. The three bears came home.
Someone's been eating my porridge.
Someone's been eating my porridge.
Someone's been eating my porridge and they ate it all up.
Someone's been sitting on my chair.
Someone's been sitting on my chair.
Someone's been sitting in my chair and they broke it.
They decided to look around some more. And when they got upstairs to the bedroom, Papa Bear growled.
Someone's been sleeping in my bed too.
Someone's been sleeping in my bed and they're still there.
Just then Goldilocks woke up and saw the three bears.
Help! Help!
She jumped up and ran out of the room. Goldilocks ran down the stairs, opened the door and ran away into the forest, and she never returned to the home of the three bears.